Will you eat meat today? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Our gospel passage today on this Easter octave. Happy Easter. Hallelujah. Is John 21, 1 through 14. Will you eat meat today? Because, okay, our gospel passage today, let's be honest, is about Jesus, and he's going fishing, and the apostles, and they're going fishing, and they catch some fish, and they eat it. But today, my brothers and sisters, you can eat meat. Because today is a Friday in the octave of Easter. So just quick clarifications on this, because I think people, the amount of time and energy that's been spilled on this is kind of crazy. But okay, so we as Catholics have had the tradition for centuries of not eating meat on Friday. Why? Why? Big picture of things, because we want to suffer with Jesus on Friday because he suffered for us. So we want to communally do a penance. We want to communally do a penance because we're the body of Christ. Okay? You can do penance every day. You could go on a meat fast for a month. You can not have dessert for 2 months. You could sleep on the floor, take cold showers. You could wear a hair shirt, flog yourself. You can do penance whenever you want. But the church decided at one point that, wow, as the mystical body of Christ, all of us communally should at least do some sort of sacrifice and suffering on Friday. That then became the idea that we would be meatless on Friday. Why? Well, because to have meat, you need to have money and property. Technically, a poor person can go fishing and catch a fish. So meat, I mean, fish was considered to be like poor man's food because anybody could catch a fish. Where to raise livestock, you need to have property, you need to have food to feed the livestock. So having red meat was considered to be more of like a rich man's food, but the church allowed people to eat meat. To eat fish. So that being the case, after the Second Vatican Council, individual bishops' conferences were allowed to give people the option of not eating meat on Friday. However, they were supposed to then do some sort of other penance. However, it's very confusing on what that some other penance might be. Like, what does that actually constitute? Do I pray the Stations of the Cross? Do I pray a rosary? Am I just able to, what does that mean? Right? Like, what am I substituting? So then people often just forget. So then they often just do nothing. Some people have never actually been taught that you're supposed to do something else. I just want to tell you, the easiest thing to do is to just go ahead and say, I'm going to eat meatless Fridays, like every day of the year. Like, I'm just going to eat no meat on Fridays, period. Today, however, is the octave of Easter. So today would be a day where I would eat meat. Maybe even intentionally. Maybe I'm going to intentionally have a steak dinner tonight. Maybe I'm intentionally going to have some pork chops because I want to rejoice in the resurrection of Christ. If it was March 19th and it was a Friday, maybe I'm going to eat meat intentionally to rejoice in the goodness of Saint Joseph during the Lenten season. But we should be feasting and fasting. Like in your life, there should be a period in your life where you do rejoice. Like, food is good. God gave us food for a reason. There's a reason why, actually, he became food, the bread of life. So I just want to, like, just that clarification. People are always confused by that. So, correct. During Lent, right now, in the United States of America, during Lent, it's the only time you're required to have meatless Fridays, okay? However, every Friday, you need to do some sort of penance, except, like, today, because it's the Easter octave. But I want you to just maybe consider committing to that after this Lenten season and as we enter into like next Friday to just say, you want to what? I'm just going to go meatless every Friday from now on. Now, here's the reason I think the church gave, you know, if your birthday is a Friday, okay, for you to be able to say, hey, you want to what? It's my birthday. I would like to go out for a steak dinner. And in place of that though, because I'm meatless every Friday, I am going to pray a rosary. I am going to pray the Stations of the Cross. because I do want to celebrate with my family and friends with my favorite food, but I want to still honor the Lord on this day communally that we do that. So eat some meat today, have a party, eat a chocolate bunny, do whatever you need to do to celebrate the Lord, because the tomb is empty. Amen. Hallelujah.